Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
Break in here, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterode, the second with the Ralph Winterode Show. Don't cry for me, our Constitution, all the stuff is there. It's been overthrown. My people die for a lack of knowledge. And before we get into the next things that we're going to, because this is Ken in Texas, you got a question or a comment on our subject we're talking about here?
Yeah, kind of. Is Klingon on that list, too?
I'm sorry, is what?
Klingon.
I'm not
sure. Star Wars movie. Are they considered
okay, well, no.
I don't know. Hey, what I called is, you know, they're trying to treat Internet like a utility. Are they going to treat newspapers and magazines like utilities also?
Okay,
where are we going with this?
Yeah, that's way off subject here, and
I know. But Congress does pass laws like the 3-cent stamp law, the coinage act. They're still law.
Well, right.
Who are they for? You and I.
Yeah, well, but these are all general things, and we don't have enough. You know, the bottom line is Congress is out of control. They're committing acts of treason. There's no doubt about it. Our president is our interloper. Our Muslim Preston with his transgender Michael, these people are committing acts of treason, and
they think you're an animal.
Well, they're treating acts of treason. So anyway, I want to get back to my subject here, because I've got quite a bit to cover, but can we deal with that some other time? Okay. Back to the subject here. So now we have in this last part, the part of the predicate, which is this, what's going to happen, is subtitle D, miscellaneous income or excise taxes, means chapter 42, public charities, or chapter 41, or chapter 42, private foundations, certain other exempt organizations, or qualified pensions, etc. plans, or qualified investments entity. Is a sine qua non that Winterode is a taxpayer. There's your logic. Now, how many options do we have? These essential elements of a person, let's see, how many of them are there? Let me go back up here and get, I'll close this down. There's that many options when they call you a taxpayer, and we let them get away with it. Let's see, let me count up how many options there are here under a person. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 1 of 7 has to be true. One of those essential elements has to be true. And the next essential element is subject 2. And how many do we have there? How many things on subject 2? We have 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 items. So one of those 10 has to attach to one of the ones in the beginning, and then we go to any internal revenue tax, which is, we got Subtitle A, Subtitle B, Subtitle C, and then D, we got four more. So we got seven more options. So what does a taxpayer mean? Who's going to define it? You can't call me a taxpayer. Now, we have to understand, in the adversarial world, probable cause is required to do things for the cops, for the police, sheriffs. There's got to be probable cause to pull you over. There's got to be probable cause to investigate, probable cause to get subpoenas, except for the inquisitorial grand jury. There's got to be probable cause. The adversarial system is based on probable cause. The adversarial system. What is the inquisitorial system based on? That's agency world. What's it based on? What do they base it on there? Okay, Caesar in New York. Okay, go ahead.
Ralph, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Well, go ahead. I thought we lost you
there. Well, happy Father's Day, Ralph, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm not a father, but anyway, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Ralph, my question, IRS, your labor is property, and Section 83, that is a statute, and how does that apply to that?
I'm not going to get into Section 83 today. It's one of our advertisers, too. And I will at some point address 83, but that's somebody that's advertising on here, so I'm not going to go into that today.
All right. But 83 is a statute, correct?
There's the Title 26, USC 83. That's correct.
Correct. So it is a statute title. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right,
yeah,
Ralph. Thank you.
Yep. That gets into sticky ground. Anyways, and I will address that. I'm not afraid to address it. Anyways, back to this issue. So, we have to understand that there's two worlds out here. A minimum of two. It's like the Matrix. There's the adversarial constitutional world that nobody knows who in the hell they are anymore. We don't know. We think we know, but we don't. And I'm right in the middle of it. Trying to get my status right. And I want to be under inalienable rights from my creator. And all that, and get the law of the land, and all these issues that we think we have, that we don't, because what we think we know isn't so. They've got rid of the citizen of the several states for a citizen of the United States. It's a fictional law they created in 1866, and it's still in the code. And they got rid of the senators of the United States because they took away the legislature. They no longer have a representation. And that's when the, quote, United States of America started showing up as the real party of interest in litigation. Now, interestingly enough, is I was going into the Court of Claims because that's where we, that's the next, the only place left to head off to. I saw just plain United States or the United States. I says, what the hell is going on here? They're playing by what's happened prior to 1913. The real party of interest in litigation issues was United States or the United States. There was no United States of America. And that's in the Court of Claims. I said, well, hot damn. Of course, when Westlaw, it's real easy to sort these things out by Boolean word searches in time frames. And I mean, you can do all sorts of it's just the limit of your imagination or your thought processes. I says, isn't it amazing that they're using in the Court of Claims yet United States and the United States instead of the United States of America? What is the United States of America? It's a sovereign body politic. I've got it in two briefs. That's Congress since 1913. And it's for citizens of the United States. So when you do that, you're on the federal plantation under Congress. And boy, there's a bunch of nice people up there. Talk about a bunch of people, crooks, and unbelievable committing acts of treason. So anyway, getting back to the subject matter here. Police and the adversarial system, other thing can investigate with probable cause. But the courts have said the IRS doesn't use probable cause. There's no crimes, supposedly. So if we cross this barrier, this magic world, go through the mirror, or whatever you want to go down to this land of Oz, into the other world, into the inquisitorial world, where evidence is, I said I'm a pedophile, you say I'm not, we go back and forth. That's not adversarial. That's inquisitorial evidence, the burden of proof. Wait a minute, the burden of proof. So I say I am, you say I'm not. We go back and forth. That's evidence in the inquisitorial world. What gives, what does the IRS use to investigate? It's called the power of inquisition. What do they use? They can't use probable cause. Courts have said so. What do the courts say that they must do? Oh, the court said you must be a taxpayer. Really? So the probable cause on the other side, through the inquisitorial world, through the mirror into the land of Oz, is the power of inquisition requires that you be a taxpayer. How's going to make that determination? The federal courts say they can't, because how are they going to do it? They got too many options. Person's got, what, 7 definitions, and I don't know how many subject to's got, I don't know how many, I forgot I said, and any internal revenue. How are they going to make that? They can't go there. They start off with a presumption. You're a taxpayer. And so in that world, in the inquisitorial world, we have to rebut it. By using those term definitions. One, you don't have the authority. You got the power to investigate. If you establish I am a taxpayer, what are you relying upon that I am a, quote, taxpayer? Which one of these person definition terms, which one of these subject to is it relating to? And any internal revenue tax, which one is it? You don't see these court, nobody talks about subject, subtitle A, B, C, and D in these court cases. What the hell's wrong here? I'm subject to a state tax or a tax in Alaska. What kind of tax? I just let it get away. Well, I don't know. Is it going to be a sales tax, property tax, use tax, FERC tax, road tax? I just let them get away with a general statement and nobody tackles it. Nobody, just because we don't understand to use the terms. We just don't. Just absolutely amazing. So, with that said, there's got to be a determination on the record, because I'm not going to go there. We're going to put all these questions out. These are terms. That's written down, and you're relying on them. Does the IRS use terms? No way. They won't use terms. They can't. Taxpayers are only allowed into the inquisitorial world called tax court of the United States. I used to say, I said, never go there. Then I said, go there, because we tested it out. And now we've proven there's no internal revenue laws used there. No laws of the United States, because they don't have the authority. They use nothing. We can prove it now. They won't take judicial notice of anything. They won't use the term definitions. And I've got it, too, that they changed the name from an agency, something, whatever it was, created to a court so they wouldn't be bound by the Administrative Procedures Act on rules and regulations. So they have the, what are they bound by? Absolutely freaking nothing. Welcome to the inquisitorial world of somebody in a black robe saying you is, and you have no defense. There's no defense. There's no defense to go in before a mafia boss and say, look, I don't like you. He says, man, I is the man. You didn't pay. Boom. You're done. So the difference is, in the adversarial world, there is a probable cause for all sorts of issues. Cops investigate you, pull you over for traffic, and they, of course, everybody, breaches these, but it's still based on probable cause. They just can't come in. Can they get subpoenas to come in your house without a probable cause? No, somebody's got to make up some reason for probable cause. IRS does not operate on probable cause. They're in a whole nother world, and we have to understand that. They're in a fictional world of agencies, and they have what's called the power of inquisition, and the courts have said so. If you are a taxpayer, can they make that determination? Are they given the power to make a determination of my status or who I am? No. They're not even supposed to accuse, but they do it all the time because they operate in that world. The other world of inquisitions. That's why our country doesn't have, the English common law is the adversarial system. There are countries that operate on the inquisitional side. Dangerous place to be. Very, very dangerous place to be. Because the rules of evidence are different. You don't go in and have people get under oath, and then if that don't mean that they haven't made it work in some manner. But it's nothing compared to our adversarial system. We're supposed to have a grand jury, 12 people, to see probable cause of just to get a true bill. And there's supposed to be 12 more if the essential elements are presented to the jury and the evidence to support those, which is not done. So it's an inquisition. And I saw it down here on back case, and it's just, it made me want to scream. I finally understood what the hell was going on. I mean, it's scary. It's just like what's going on with Obama telling them we're not going to investigate Muslims, taking them off the list. Coming from more than one person in DHS, Homeland Security. After they get out of it, they can't do it while they're there. So when we understand that concept, what else can we do to use terms against them? Because once we understand the logic, we have all kinds of things that we can do to put these guys in some very interesting corners. And one of them is the definition of taxpayer. You will see this used all over because all of the states are all piggybacked on the federal because they have to use the terms of the Internal Revenue Code, or that's what the IRS likes to call it, or the Internal Revenue Laws, or Title 26. Because the state has to be in accord with it, because the state income tax is put out on the federal Form 1040, which is an implied in law contract, which says, I'm bound, but the IRS isn't. Why would I do that? Why would it be a crime to do that, subordination of perjury, if I understood the terms and the words? I don't know why, because we haven't understood it. That's why. So how do we use two other terms that put these guys in one hellish pickle? Taxable year, 7701A23. Taxable year, that term in taxable years in quotation marks. You will find it sometimes defined in state codes, but they use taxable year ad nauseum. Now, when you are in briefing, when you are in IRS tax court, if you're in a criminal, they use tax year. They don't want to use taxable year. Once in a while, they'll slip up, but not too often. They use tax year. It's not defined. Federal tax liability, federal income tax, those are subjective. They have no term meaning. They mean nothing. It's like I have Alaska tax. Okay, what tax? So how do we use this on the taxable year? The term means the calendar year, so we can skip over that. Or the blah, blah, blah. We can skip all that because the calendar year is defined again as a full 12 months. Fine. The term taxable year upon the basis of which the taxable income is. So taxable year, the taxable income is a subject. Okay, that's in 63. We don't care. It's all nonsense. Back in a minute.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, we're back here. Okay, well, we're back. So, we use this taxpayer. Now, we're going to be real careful because we don't want to get trapped into going the thing. If you start off with on the basis of which the taxable income, that's the subject, is computed under subtitle A. That's the predicate. That's what happens to taxable income. There's no reason to go into taxable income because taxable income goes back to gross income. And then we go into all this ad nauseum stuff that it's irrelevant. We don't need to go there because all it does is it makes it very complicated. Do not need to go there. So whatever happens with taxable income, it says, is computed. What's computed? We've got two things that have to be true. Is computed and under subtitle A. And under subtitle A is going to put these guys with one more step into a place they can't get out of. So, what is subtitle is computed? It's done under tax tables for individuals. That's Section 3. It says, in lieu of the tax imposed by Section 1, which we can ignore because there's nothing there that's going to impose for each taxable year, thank you, on the taxable income of every individual. But they got taxable year. It's used all throughout this thing. So taxable year is part of, and it is required to be able to compute. So there's no getting around that. So the next one is under subtitle A. Well, wait a minute. There's subtitle B, subtitle C, subtitle D. So we can eliminate all of those Because taxable year, you say, when you're doing any briefing, is the question that I want a ruling on the taxable income for the taxable year of 2014. It's only got to be under Subtitle A. That's what it says, under Subtitle A. It doesn't say under Subtitle B or includes or anything. It says under Subtitle A. So we only got one more step in this situation, because you can create the sine qua non is computed here, and just yeah, that can be general, but under Subtitle A, so that's a simple one too, is for the taxable year. That's the conclusion that you get out of this. So we got one more thing that we can use then, that they're in a corner. 7701A16. Withholding agent. The term withholding agent means any person. Okay, so that's any one of those seven or whatever, required to deduct and withhold any tax. So that's anything in Title 26. Subtitle A, B, C, D, whatever. Under the provisions that limits it. To what? They list four code sections. Because this is in the means, under this only provisions. 1441 is a Subtitle A entity called a non-resident alien. 1442 is a Subtitle A entity called a foreign corporation. 1443 is a Subtitle A that qualifies for taxable year, and that is a foreign organization. If I didn't get that, 1442 is foreign corporation, 1443 is foreign organization, or, and then 1461 is the person that wants to claim to do this better be under the hold harmless, one of the prior three. So you can put this into another logic, is if for the withholding agent, I want identified the withholding agent under what? 1441, 1442, 1443, sine qua non means who? Who the hell is it? There's got to be somebody out there that's required to deduct and withhold any tax. Who is it? Who is qualified to do that? They're done. They have no answer. They want to use employers. You can go into 6331, and that lists all the government folks, and it goes right directly over to Subtitle C, definition of employer, and of course we know Subtitle C is not listed under Subtitle A for taxable year. It's excluded. They're done. Using the logic of just those things that we went through of the taxable income, of the taxable year withholding agent and the definition of taxpayer. And they have no authority to make a determination to a taxpayer. It's all presumptive nonsense because we don't object and we don't understand how to defend against it. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Okay, we're back here. So I'm going to spend the next half hour here on, which is a really interesting concept, of the land issues. Now, in Alaska, there is no doubt it's right in the Constitution of the state of Alaska, not the Constitution of Alaska, because we don't have one. And we come in on equal footing with the other states. Oh, ain't that a hoot, instead of the original. We come in on an equal footing with a state. We're a state of the United States of America instead of one of the United States of America, being sovereign countries. We'll put together states. Anyways, how do you deal with the land issues? Well, Dave Gladden did it. I did it. His stood. They took his property over there in Dillingham, $800,000 piece of property. With a court that doesn't exist, judgments that are total nonsense, they're nothing but bar attorneys, and all this stuff, I can prove all this stuff. But we even got a judge, Vanessa White, to say, hey, I'm just an undersigned jurist. I don't have an oath of office. I don't have a civil commission. Mandated, I even got the state of Alaska to sign a letter. We don't do civil commissions, which statute mandates. We don't do them. They admitted it. Like, what are you going to do about it? Okay. Because the courts in Alaska are corrupt beyond belief. I mean, they are way, way out of control. They just do whatever they feel like, which is good, which is consistent in a lot of the states. Because these people aren't bound by anything. That's what people can't keep understanding. But they can't do that. They're not bound by anything. So anyway, looking up, how do we deal with this? And what did Gladden do and what did I do? Well, we tied it in to the, went in and put in to the newspaper four times advertising because our the land that I'm on, the land that Gladden's on, it is tied into the Homestead Act. And let's see, that year, let's see, let me bring up that year. That year, that Homestead Act is in page 392 of, and it's 1862. It's 12 stat, 392. And then it says when the government is doing things and it's passing stuff over land patent, it passes over what's called absolute title. So how do we get access to absolute title? Now, in Dillingham, Dave's case, he got around, and Braswell, he got all the he got everything. And then when he passed it over to Dave, basically he got everything in that. It wasn't just a quit claim. And so Dave went ahead and put it in the newspaper that he was wanted all right title and interest. He wanted fee simple absolute. There's a couple ways you can do it. There's fee simple, absolute, absolute fee simple, allodio title. There's several ways that basically end up the same thing. Fee simple, absolute, or fee simple, absolute title. It's two of them that are normally used, but allodio title is another one. Four times in the Anchorage Daily News, you get a certificate of the publishing, and you make sure that the place where you're located, they get a copy of it. Send them the copy so they can't say they didn't know. And once there's no oppositions, then you put it into the public record. So, Braswell, let's just take his over in Dillingham. He enjoyed this, and it's called a federal right. It's a federal right. Now, the thing is, if there was a notice of federal tax lien, a guy could go in, but they paid that off in his case. Under 2409A and 2410, you can do a quiet title. If the United States has an interest, but you would have to make them a party to the case, and then you'd have to go into the procedure, and that's what we were going to do initially, but they paid that off. So how does one get access to the United States District Court? Because we're going to call it the District Court of the United States, because we can't go with into the Court of Claims in a way that I can see to get in there. So we got to go to the Kangaroo Court over here. The District Court of the United States is what we're going to call it. And we're going to put the jurisdictional down, and what gets me in there? 28 U.S.C. 1331, Constitution, Laws of the United States. I want the laws of the United States. And that is the law of the United States is, of course, the Homestead Act. And it says that the party gets absolute title. And then the next one is, and I don't like to use it, but it's you've got to deal with the world we are, a 1983 is denial of a federal right. So I, Gladden, is being, and me too, I may have to be filing one right after, depending on what happens Tuesday up here, denying, and the Supreme Court, it's if you, they deny you a federal right. Well, the federal right is to have absolute title. So that is the jurisdictional thing. And then, of course, I had to go look up the definitions of that. And it's a fee simple absolute title means all right title and interest, including the minerals in place. And there's a case here. Fee, simple, absolute, means, and this is another case out of Illinois, which is a very powerful case. This one is FRINK versus DARST. And it's 14 Illinois 304. Most people probably can't get access to that, but I don't know if you want it. Send me a thing. It's an 1853 case. It says a fee simple absolute, which are the words that Dave used, means a perfect title. It is the entire and absolute interest and the property in the land from which it follows that no one can have a greater estate. And then they cite another estate and fee simple, some outfit, something. So, based on the law of the United States and the federal right to have the absolute title that's in that law, I have standing to sue in a district court of the United States if I'm being denied that. But you would have to claim it. If you don't claim it, you don't get it. So Dave did it, and I did it. So what happens? Does it have any validity? They sold Dave's property, took it over, and they sold it to a Jerry Ball. It's Ekok Properties, EKOK Properties. It's an LLC. But what did they do? Because you see, in the court, the judge that has no authority in Dave's case, Teresi, said all right, title and interest. But you see, he has no authority at all. We've got all the stuff. He has no oath. He has no civil commission. He has nothing. The court that he's in isn't even in the court created by the legislature. The seal he's done. Is it? It's a bar court. We got all that. So he has no authority. That's one issue of this whole thing. And Mr. Ball was informed of all that. And there was a Liz Pendens filed to inform anybody that bought his property that he had a fee simple absolute in the public record. So they went ahead and sold it for $375,000 or $25,000, something like that. $800,000 piece of property. So the question becomes then, did it make any difference? Well, guess what? Mr. Ball can't get title insurance. And the judge doesn't have the authority and knows he can't get around and take the Liz Pendens off. And Liz Pendens is giving notice of the lawsuit and the land, and there's a cloud on the title, and he's got it. So the judge hasn't moved. He can't, because he knows he can't. He's not going to make himself liable. Now, Ball's still over there using the property for several years now, while I've been working on researching this out. And, of course, the title company isn't going to step up, because they'd be liable. That's money. When you get down to money, bankers and title companies and all these folks, they're not going there. So it held. So the question becomes then, what did the city of Dillingham do to, what does Ball have? It says all interest, if any. All interest, if any, means absolutely, positively nothing. I experienced it myself. I raised $13,000 on a 2-acre thing here, and it come back and the clerk passed all interest, if any. All interest, if any. So, how do we go about that? What are we going to do now? Because they're all interest, if any. Really? I could do it all interest on anybody's property. Because if I don't have any interest, there's nothing to be. What's the deal? Doesn't mean anything. These title companies just close their eyes. So I found this case here. This is Frink, F-R-I-N-K, versus D-A-R-S-T. 1853 case. That has all kinds of cases. It opened Pandora's box. So what is it? It says here, a deed of which a grantor, that's the person that owned it, conveyed to all his right and interest in and unto a certain land, operates only to convey such title as the grantor has at the time of conveyance. Whoa! All kinds of cases. I'm going to put this module together with this. So when the city of Dillingham and when the Batsu Borough conveyed, that's all they had to give away. And it was nothing. But it says also, it doesn't affect after the acquired title. So I have the right when I have possession of it. To go out and perfect my title. Which I did and he did. And we've looked at other ones where they will say all interest. But this, when we had this, they say all interest, if any. But they won't say all right, title, and interest. Because they haven't got it. They got nothing. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's absolutely amazing. So now, the foundation of the subject matter jurisdiction is the Constitution and laws of the United States. It's based on the law of the United States, based on the Homestead Act, I don't know how different. You'd have to look at different places and down lower 48. It'd probably be a lot more complicated because a lot of that properties came out of the about a century or so up there, you know, and ours is more recent. So, but anyways, mine is tied, and so is his, to the Homestead Act of 1862, which says absolute title passes to whoever gets the land patent, and you get the information on the land patent, and you put it in the paper of that you're claiming all right, title, and interest 4 times. Make sure that the borough or wherever you're located is gives notice, and you put it into the public record. They had a duty to respond, and they didn't. And then what makes it amazing is when they take it away and you get it back, or they give it to somebody else, it's all interest, if any. All interest, if any, which means they had nothing. They got nothing. They have a bare, naked possession. And, of course, if Gladden hadn't put in that, what he did, because we got another one over there in Dillingham, they sold off, and they went ahead and did that, and they got title insurance. But they couldn't touch Gladden's. They couldn't get, it stopped the title insurance, because the people with the money in the banks, and the bankers, they know where they can't go. They're not going to make themselves liable to defend this, which could be in the millions, depending on the court. So anyways, Gladden's going to be coming up, and mine will be after, depending on what they do. At some point, I'm going to get these guys off my back, because I'm not going to be living like this under being a 74-year-old veteran, that these guys are going to make me homeless, over $25,000, of which I give all the documentation. They overassessed this property because I live in a shell of a house. I don't even have a shower or anything here. I go to town. That's fine. I'm happy. I got my health. They overassessed it $500,000, of which I paid this higher assessment. And I called them up, tried to get them to come out. And then they, when I finally got to all this nonsense, by the way, we don't take that information over the phone. You have to come out and fill it in and come in and fill it in person. So why didn't you tell me that, or why do you have a telephone? Why do you even listen? These guys always have an excuse, and they're never accountable. Welcome to the inquisitorial world. We're in charge. There is no evidence. These people are not public officers. They have no authority to do anything. Nothing. They have no authority. They're officer. They call them an officer of an agency. What the hell does that mean? They're an agent. Nothing. They don't have a delegation of power from we the people, and we, not understanding, signing up to be a citizen of the United States, have agreed to that we'll be ruled by these inquisitors called the headless fourth branch of government. That came out of FDR's research when he was losing his research. He's losing his executive power back in 1937. He loved agencies, but he wanted to be able to control his inquisitors. That was the reason for the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. Now, the question becomes, I don't understand in the constitutional authority where it says, and this is in 5 U.S.C. 551, number 4, rule means, and one of them is to prescribe law. That's what it says. I don't remember finding that where Congress can delegate to an agency to, quote, prescribe law. That's what it says. This is what Texas and 25 states fought through. And Judge Hannon stopped the amnesty, went out to the Fifth, was upheld. It's in the Supreme Court. And then he went after the lawyers and stuff to sanction them and make them go to classes and stuff. And then he backed off on it until I don't know what happened there, probably a lot of pressure or threats. But anyway, until August, because he was making Loretta Lynch up there in the DOJ tell him why. What are you going to do to keep your folks from lying? And he had barred all of them from practicing law in all those 25 states for the DOJ. Pissed off somebody. But anyway, we're going to see how that comes out because he withheld his sanction thing until August. How do you come up with the excuse that I'm a liar? And I've been lying to the court. I've been lying to Texas and 25 states. These guys are good. It's just amazing. I don't know how they do it. But anyway, this particular issue is going to get really interesting on this land issue because they know they can't cross the line, and we've proven it because they won't issue title insurance. Back in a minute.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back here, and I put out one post. I'm going to have a couple more here on McAlpine. He went to the Supreme Court of the United States, denied. We put in a petition for rehearing. Haven't heard yet. I haven't checked today to see if they've done anything. If you are on the IRS list, you should have gotten those documents. Went into also the issue of the United States District Court, how they don't have any authority, and we're going to be doing a lot more of that. But in summary, in dealing with these people, you got to get them from the very beginning, the foundational stuff, and to get it out of the hands of the courts, it's because the courts have said that they have to use the statutory use of terms. They can't get around it, supposedly. But the thing is, we have to be very familiar with a few of the terms and be able to phrase legal arguments in a logical manner. And sine qua non is a killer, because whatever is on the left must exist for something on the right to happen. So like this person thing, I got to be one of those, with different ones. Well, none of them are me, and an individual is not a citizen of one of the several states. It's not even anybody in this country. Okay, and then subject two, and there's all kinds, it's liable, obligation, all this. Of course, I know what they're doing. They're using the public rights doctrine, but we don't need to go there. It's up, we put the burden of proof on them. Who made that determination? Which one of these things am I? Am I liable? Is there an obligation? What? And any internal revenue tax, okay, which one of them is it? This is the term, and it's defined. Subtitle A, B, C, or D, of which there's four chapters on excise. And then the term taxable year takes them right into subtitle A, and withholding agent, which is only, it says, means any person required to deduct any tax, is list three subtitle A people, and I ain't one of them. We done. If you know how to put the logical stuff together and block them down to terms, then we'll see what they're going to do. They don't want to go there. We got some ad in McAlpine's, Morgan's out of North Dakota, and Thornton out of Minnesota. The appellate courts are just giving a little brief paragraph going into local rules. Basically, we uphold the lower, and we got nothing else to say. We've shut the SOBs up. We're going to get stronger because we're going to take this into, and I don't know all the ramifications yet, but it is available into the Federal Court of Claims. And then from there, you have a right to appeal to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is an Article III court. The only one, those two are the only ones that their opinions are good nationwide. All of the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals 1 through 11 in D.C. and the United States District Courts are only good in geographical, fictional citizens of the United States. And I got that out of a Senate report. So why do I want to go there? Well, like in Dave's case or mine, we're going to have to go over to the local one because we can't get into the Federal Court of Claims with that issue. So that's basically a summary. Now, the land issue, of course, is to base it upon a federal right or a law of the United States, which is the right to have absolute title. So if you can get it back to the Homestead Act, or if you still have a federal right, if people that have Homestead Acts, do you not have a right or get it to patented land? Do you not have a right to have absolute title? And then you got to use 1331, and you got to go under 1983, which is the fictional citizen of the United States. It started, they passed that act in 1870 to get standing in that court. And you got to be very, very careful when you're dealing with these people with words, because they're really slick. And stop them, and stop this presumptional nonsense. Like I say, in Back's case, I just wanted to scream, God Almighty, and I was just sitting there. I mean, it's just unbelievable when you actually get to that point. And I tell you, I'd been in tort before and I didn't have a clue. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it and got some information out of it. And as always say, watch out for the federalities. They're everywhere. And happy Father's Day if you be a puppy. We'll see you next Sunday.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com now.
This is RBN.